KDOM Radio, I'm here with Ethan Johnson of Amo Creamery. And Ethan, last week we talked about the release of garlic cheese curds coming up here. And they are released at this moment. At the time we're recording this, it isn't. But on the 18th is the release of the garlic cheese curds. And, you know, a lot of people look at cheese curds and, you know, they might think it's a one-trick pony. But there's many different ways that people can eat cheese curds.
Thank you for having me here again, Zach. And yes, there's so many different ways for people to enjoy cheese curds. What most people don't know about is when cheese curds are just freshly made, it's like a brand new house. They're very strong, they're very sturdy, and they don't really melt well. But over time, cheese curds get weakened. Imagine all the good bacteria, all the probiotics in cheese, like little termites, and they weaken the structure of the cheese and allows it to melt so much better. So what a lot of people do that come into the creamery nowadays, they'll buy a bag of whole grain milling chips, those really nice high-protein corn tortilla chips, and they'll put those older cheese curds, usually about 21 days old or close to the best-by date or even past the best-by date, on top of those chips, and they melt them, and they have delicious, stringy nacho chips, and those, they're just delicious. Or you can slice and dice them, throw them into grilled cheese, and you'll have fantastic grilled cheese. Or with the new garlic-flavored cheese curds, Zach, you can even melt them on toast, and you can make yourself a little bit of garlic toast.
Yeah, it's one of the beautiful things about cheese. You know, people with so many different foods in the food groups, you know, they look at that, you know, you talked about it there, the past by date, and they might think, oh, these are bad because it's a day later or whatever it may be. Things like cheese and milk and, you know, some things like that that can, you know, maybe not milk, but cheese specifically, you know, that just because they're past that due doesn't mean, you know, they are bad now. They can just be used for different types of things.
No, completely right, Zach. And that with the Best Buy date for cheese curds in particular, it just gives us a signal that they're not quite the same cheese curd that they were at the beginning when they were manufactured. But there's so many uses for them past the Best Buy date that, you know, they're almost more useful at that point than they were at the beginning.
Absolutely. And this is also, you know, a little bit of an advertisement for people to buy in bulk. Because like you said, just because, you know, maybe you want, you know, a couple of packages to be actual cheese curds. And then while you're eating those cheese curds, you got the other packs waiting there that you can use in different types of, you know, whether it's grilled cheese or for nachos or to put on your toast or things like that. But an opportunity for people to go out there, buy in bulk, get a lot of cheese curds from you guys. Where are you guys located again? How can they get a hold of you? Where can they find you over there at Amo Creamery?
Right, and another reason to buy in bulk, cheese curds can freeze great in a freezer too.
There we go.
So we're located in multiple locations here in Windham and Schwabach and Johnson Meat Markets. And then we're also located in the Maynard Food Centers of Lamberton, Mountain Lake, Lakefield, Fulda, and Westbrook. And then we're also at Marshall Hy-Vee. But you can find us right there on the farm at 38382 County Road 13 here in Lake, Minnesota, 56137. Or check us out on amocreamery.com. See our locations where we're located at and check us out on Facebook.
All right. Sounds good, Ethan. Thank you so much for talking with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great day, Zach.
That's Ethan Johnson of Amo Creamery. Get out and enjoy the cheese curds. New garlic cheese curds are for sale over at Amo Creamery. You're listening to KDOM Radio.